Bishus Kodesh Yeshiva Shlita, Bishus Kol HaKol HaKodesh HaZeh. Tonight's shiur be Eschus L'Refuah Shleima for Avrom Zev Ben Elke and Yedidya Ben Mazel, Shav Refuah Shleima B'Soich Shah Chayla Yisrael. The Maggid of Kutna told a story. There was a fellow who owned a business where he sold materials and textiles, and people used to come buy from him. He had very good prices. He dealt very honestly with his customers. He was a very fine person. One day, somebody, a competitor, opened up a shop just across the road from him, and he was selling magnificent, beautiful material, beautiful colors, very cheap prices, and he gave credit. And many of the customers went and started buying from the competitor. It didn't take them long to figure out that they had been taken for a ride, because the schere was very poor quality, the colors faded quickly, it looked nice on the outside, but it was inferior. On top of that, he was very demanding. He insisted that he get paid in full. They couldn't sell the merchandise because it wasn't worth very much. And here, he was threatening to have them imprisoned. They didn't know what to do. They had no choice, and they had to go back to the original businessman who they had been buying from all the years. And they told him, look, you know, we made a terrible mistake. We're really sorry, but we need schar in order to be able to do business, in order to be able to pay him back and pay you back. And he was a person of a generous heart. He was a kind man. He says, okay, I understand you made a mistake. And he sold them on credit. Now, many of the people went and they took and they sold and they bought and they repaid. And they needed more, they would come back. And he would extend to them again. Imagine if someone had gone to him and cried to him and told him, we made a terrible mistake buying by your competitor. He sold the shoddy goods, and he gave them new schere, and they went the next day back to the competitor, and they bought again, and again, and again, and they want to come back now and say, you know, we made a mistake, and we're even in a bigger debt than we were before, and will you please give us credit again? How would they have the courage to approach him? Last year, we came to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and said, we made a mistake. We went to your competitor. We went to the Yetzer Hara, and he sold us goods that looked so nice on the outside, but it didn't take us long to realize that they're of inferior quality, and we owe him, and we have no way of repaying, and we need you to help us. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo, in his infinite kindness, he said, you know what? I'll give you on credit. I'll give you life. I'll give you health. I'll give you another year. But imagine if we know that after all that, and after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a complete year, Baruch Hashem, we know that instead of using what He gave us the way it was intended to be, we went again to the competitor, we went again to the Yetzirah, and we bought again the inferior quality goods. So how do we face Him? We come before Him impoverished. We're so ashamed. You gave us another chance. And what do we have to show for it? Atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem aleikeichem. In a few days, we have to present ourselves before the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we face Him? With all of last year's broken promises? We have broken promises. We have broken hearts. How do we face Him? There's a story told about the Rebbe Meilach that before Rosh Hashanah he sat down to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and he began to enumerate his chatoim, I did this, have or that. You could imagine the sins of the Rebbe Meilach, what they could have been already. And he had a whole list of sins. And he says, I have so many averis. How will I stand before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? And then he said, you know what? Bezeh atzmoy amoid lifnei Hashem. With this itself, I will come before the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, Dvarim Amukim, we need to understand the depth. The end of last week's Sedra, we have the Toichicha, the Klolos. The Klolos of Parshas Kisavoy are different than the Klolos of Parshas Bechukoisai. In Parshas Bechukoisai, there's a Nechoma. Afgam Zois Gyoisim Beret Seveyim, Le Maastam, Le Galtam, Le Chaloisom, Sachat Yis Bisi Yaakov, Afgam Bisi Yitzchak, there's a whole Nechoma. In the Toichicha of Parshas Kisavoy, which we learn at the end of the year, Tich Leshona V'Kil Loiseo, there's no Nechoma. There's no pious. The Ramban of Parshas B'Chukoisai talks about it. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Parshas B'Chukoisai is a Toichicha of Din, so you need to have a Hamtoka with the Divrei Nechoma. This Toichicha of Parshas Kisavoy is Kula Rachman, so it doesn't need to have a Nechoma. But we know Rashi this week, Sedra says, that Atem Nitzovim Hayoim is a pious. Klal Yisrael were frightened. Mi Yochol Lamed, who can survive such klolos, such powerful teichocha? And Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Harbe Hichastem Lefnei Hamokin, you've sinned, and yet you're still here. Atem Nitzovim Hayoim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Mephayis Klal Yisrael. Now we need to understand what kind of consolation is that. In Parshas Bechukoisai, we have lengthy nechomas and haftachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises going to remember us. Here all it says that we're going to stand before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And we know what Chazal tell us, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, Hayoim Zu Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a pious, is a consolation for the Toichach of Parshas Kisavoy. How is it a nechomah? And how is it a pious? Of all the Yomim Tovim, the one that we are the most intrinsically connected to is Rosh Hashanah. Because we share a common identity with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called Reishis, Reishis Hashanah. Right. And we are the Reishis HaBriah, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuasoi. B'Reishis Bore Lekim, so Chazal say, B'Shvil Yisrael Shenikro Reishis. So we share an essence with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Reishis, and we are the Reishis. What does this mean? What is our intrinsic connection to Rosh Hashanah, and how does this translate into our Avodah? We know the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Peirah Gimel describes the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, how there's a scale, and you weigh the mitzvahs and averus. Somebody who has more mitzvahs is nechtam as a tzaddik, and somebody who has more averus is nechtam as a rosha. And if somebody is a beinin, he's pliyim v'oimdin, also tshuva, so he tips the scales, and he's nechtam b'safran shel tzaddikim. And all the mefarshim, all the noisekelim on the Rambam ask the question, says, why does he have to do tshuva for? If he's a beinin, let him just do one more mitzvah, and he becomes roiv zchuyos, and he'll tip the scale. Many different terutzim are given on this question. In the Sefer Chibur al-Tshuva from the Me'iri quotes a Ravid. And the Ravid explains that the judgment of Tzaddik and Rosha on Rosh Hashanah is not about a number of schuyos, a number of mitzvahs versus the number of averis. In Shomayim, they're boidik the tchunas ha-nefesh of a person. Who is he? Is he a Tzaddik? Meaning, is he searching? Is he trying to become better? Is the direction of his life one of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then he will be a tzaddik even if his maisim don't add up and even if he may have more avoinus than zechuyos. But the oifi, the essence of the person, the identity, we see the tchuna of a person who's growing, who wants to become close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. On the other hand, if a person is looking for other things in life, if a person's oifi and tchunas hachayim is lehepach, even if he has maisim, he's nechtem as the opposite of the safran shel tzaddik. I saw in a kuntris for Bisrael Elia Weinshab Zachar Nelebracha, he quotes a medrash. The medrash says, the ikir din of Rosh Hashanah is on three things. Kvoid ha-toyro, Kvoy Talmidei Chachomim, and kvoid Hashem. Hafla b'fel. Doesn't say it's about mitzvahs and averus. It's about what are the halachos, what are the values of a person. What is he mechabed? What's important in his life? What carries weight? Where is he heading? Where is he going? There's a story told about the Heilige Baditshuva. Before Kol Nidre, he was waiting, He didn't want to go to the Amid. And suddenly a man came in from the back of the room and he whispered something into his ear. And the Baditshuva went to the Amid to Kol Nidre. And they asked him later what happened. That there was a Yid who left his home for a few years. He had to earn a living. And after struggling, he managed to acquire a large sum of money and he hoped to come back home and build a business and support his family. And on the way home, he stopped in an inn and he spent the night there. When he woke up in the morning, all the money was gone. And he was crying in such bitter anguish, all the years of work, all stolen, all gone. And in the middle, he was crying hysterically. The Poritz walks in and he sees this Yid in such tsar, in such agony. He says, what am I? He tells him the whole story. And he was moved and he wrote out, he said, how much was it? How much did you lose? He told him, so many thousands of rubles. And he wrote out a check for the whole amount. And the Baditshuva knew about this story and he was afraid. It's a big kitrig. Big kitrig. The Poritz could do such a chesed to a Yid. Do we have something to compete with that? Do we have something to show? Kitrin and Klal Yisrael, that we weren't able to do such a great chesed. And on the day of Yom Kippur, he sent the Yid, he says, I want you to go to the Paritz. The Paritz has a magnificent, world-class dog collection. And I heard that he just bought a very valuable dog with a great pedigree, a purebred, I don't know what it is. And he spent a lot of money. Go find out how much money he spent on the dog. And he came back, he whispered into his ear that it was the same amount that he had given to the Yid. No? If this is what the value to him, he spent his money on a dog the same way, then I know what his values are. So he was moved. He did an act of kindness, did an act of chesed. Where's his head? Where's his heart? It's in the dogs. That's not a kitzur on Klal Yisrael. What's important to us? What are we mechabed? What do we want to accomplish? What do we want for ourselves? What do we want for our children? What are our attitudes to what's real in life? I think I may have told the story. It was, you know, the Teuchiche, many have the minig, you lane it low and quick. And some people don't want to have the aliyah. The aliyah usually goes to the balkoyah. There are Yidin who have an Indian that they want dafka to have the Teuchiche to show that. I don't want to show there's any chelik in the time. I remember when I was a little child, there was an Alte Yidin shul used to come. That was his aliyah, the Teuchiche, to show that, you know, that the Torah is heilig enough to be afraid. Anyway, there was a fellow in Yaman who decided, you know, he doesn't believe this whole thing. The Teuchiche is dangerous, sounds superstitious to him. And the Torah is heilig, nothing's going to happen. So he decided this year he wants to have the Teuchiche. Started getting a little closer to Shabbos. Started getting nervous, though, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't do it. He's not sure. Decided to go ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zalzain Gezunt. He went into him and he said, look, you know, I decided I want to have the Aliyah of the Teuchiche this year. And because I'm not afraid, nothing's going to happen. The Torah, no danger will come to the Torah. But I just want to check if it's okay. So Reb Chaim said to him, I tell the MS, I used to also think it's meaningless. Don't take the Aliyah of the Teuchiche, Hele Gepash and the Torah. But I just heard a story that got me nervous. I know a fellow just like you, and he decided last year he wants to have the Aliyah of the Teuchiche, fellow sitting learning in Koilu. The next week he had a great uncle who died without any children. He left over a business worth millions of dollars and he made him the Yoyrish and he took over the business. And that week he had to leave Koilu and he had to go and run this business. You see, the Teuchiche is a dangerous thing. What do we value? How do we look? What do we consider success? What's important? What's meaningful? What are we mechabed? Our kvod haTorah, kvod Talmid haChachamim, kvod Hashem. There are people who look at everything that revolves around Torah, that revolves around Erlich Yidin, with an ayin Torah, with an interest, with an ambition, with a she'ifa. And there are those who are filled with cynicism and litzonis, And any davar shebikdusha, they have something negative to say. And certainly when it comes to talmidei chachamim, they thrive on negativity. These people, nebuch, they have toxic neshamas. They're scoffing and scorning and being misloitzes and being cynical. In the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yoyne, in the first Shaar, Shaar Tshuva, Hatzadikim mefoarim u'mechabedim b'nei Adam al kol ma'ala toive hanimtzes behem. Harishoyim mechapsim mumim b'nei Adam. Rishoyim are always looking for shortcomings, for failure, u'shkiyoysam, for mistakes, l'hashpilam, to belittle others. Where's a person's head? Where's a person's attitudes? What does he admire? What is he looking to accomplish? This is the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Now, what does a person have to do to be zoiche, to have the oifi, to have the tchunas ha-nefesh of what the Rebbe calls a tzaddik? We know that we have a koyach of machshove. We can think, we have consciousness. There's different levels of machshove. There's the conscious level, there's the subconscious. And a person is filled with all sorts of midos and tchunos, ritzoinos, thoughts, ambitions, the entire gamut of emotions and thoughts that fill a person's mind at all different levels. The Svarim HaKadoshim teach us that a person has two levels of machshove, of chiyus. There's a chiyus chitzoini and there's a chiyus pnimi. The chiyus chitzoini is all those thoughts and all those middas and all those ups and downs that a person goes through. And they change. There's aliyas, there's yiridas. We have all sorts of, there's an entire thought process. You know, the brain makes different types of connections. We all know that the brain, the brain cells die every few years and they replenish themselves. None of us has the same brain we had as a child. It's not the same physical brain. But there's an ani that's beyond the physical. There's a chiyus pnimi, which is a direct extension, a hamshocha of the chiyus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And in that chiyus, which is the true ani, there is no shinuyim, there are no changes. Ani Hashem loy shonisi. And this is the ani that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Geirush, and he says, the Gemara says, Koyfen oisachi emeroitzani. You could force somebody to do a mitzvah, you can beat him until he agrees, and it's not called that he was forced, because at the deepest level, a yid only wants to do what's right. It's just the Yetzirah is stopping him, so you beat the Yetzirah out of him, and the true ani of the person becomes revealed. That ani is connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's an extension of the Rebbeinu Shalom at the deepest level. And that's what we call in Chodesh Elul, ani ledoidi vedoidi li. The ani is connected ledoidi, and the doidi is connected to me. And that's at the deepest level of my existence. All of the Bahalo and all of the confusion in life comes from the Chiyas Chitzoini. Sometimes we feel like we're being pushed and pulled and rushed. We don't even know where we're running. We're running with such a confusion. We think we're in a rush, but not in a rush. Just there are parts of the mind that are telling us that this has to happen and that has to happen. I'm losing this, I'm missing that. And it's confusing us. But that's not real. That's all the mind that lives in the Olam HaGashmi, that's subject to Zman. The Ani, which is connected to the Rebbeinu Shleim, is Lamala Men Azman, Lamala from all Bahala. It's a place of total Menuchas HaNefesh. I once read a story about a Yid who survived one of the concentration camps. And he wrote that once he was told, together with five people, that he was going to be hung. And the German officer told him he has to run to the other end of the camp. It was a long run, rushing, run quickly, because they're going to hang you. He said, we were running. Suddenly I turned to my friend and said, why are we running? Why are we running? To what? to get on. And we decided to walk slowly. And he got more and more nervous until he finally just left us alone. Often, we're being chased by thoughts that aren't even us, that don't mean anything, that come from a place of achias chitzaynis. Within every person, like a hurricane, there's an eye of a hurricane, there's an eye, there's an ani. That's a mokim of total yishuv hadas, a mokim of perfect menucha. And that is the mokim of tshuva. Tshuva means to return. To where? Shuvi nafshi limnuchoichi. To that place of menucha, to that place of Shabbos, which is why Tshuva and Shabbos share the same letters, why Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosim. A place that's before the confusion and the diffusion, a place of Reishis, where it all begins. We live in a world of Chiyas Chitzoinim. So we don't know what Menuchas HaNefesh means. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, which we learn in the Haftarah, and Yom HaKippurim says, HaRishoyim Ki Yam Migrash, Ki Hashket Lo Yuchol, VaYigr Shumeim Of Refes Vatit. And the Aldous van Kelem says, a picture of a Rosha is somebody who's being tossed about by the mud. The kin is throwing him to the taiva, to the cover, to the guy, the back and forth. He doesn't have a moment of rest. A tzaddik is almei menucha is yinahaleini. You know what it means to have menucha? To actually be involved in what we're doing. We come in the world, we want to put on a pair of tefillin. Right? So the first step is to be aware that we're putting on tefillin. Also, don't even think. I'm just in shul. Something's being wrapped around my hand there. Something's there. That's the first step. Just to even be aware of what we're doing. And then how about actually living the moment, being there, be yishuv? You know, we bench to be finished benching. We daven to get finished with davening. We're always on to the next thing. There's no menucha of actually reveling in what we're doing. And that's called being alive. Because if my life is just about getting past what I'm doing to the next thing, and the next I have to be finished with that till I get to the next. So when do I live? Tshuva is chayim. Zochreinu lechayim. It's a detoxification process that takes us out of all of the bahala and all of the confusion and brings us to a makom of menucha, a mokum that's called Reishis. Reishis means the very beginning, before the Hishtalshlus, before it starts spreading in. All those things that are past that Reishis, my Rotzen for this, and my Taiva for that, and my Kinna for this, all that is not truly me. That's beyond, that's past the Reishis. And Rosh Hashanah, the Yosha Devar Emes says, the entire world is drawn back into the Mokim of Reishis. And that's so close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's where the Pachad Hadin comes from, because in that place we feel the Pachad of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But that Pachad is not a Pachad that breaks. Most fear breaks a person. That is a Pachad that invigorates us, that gives us life, that makes us alive. We talk about Lo'asid Lovoi, we say, Uvechein Tein Pachtecho. Every blade of grass will be filled with Pachad Hashem. And that is described as Yom Shekula Shabbos Menucha L'Chayei Elohim. What follows of V'chein Tein Pachtecha? V'chein Tzadikim Yiru V'yismocha V'yisharim Yaloizu. Because when we have perfect fear of Hashem, all our other daigas and fears disappear. I have no one else to fear when I experience true Pachad Hashem. To live, to come in contact with real life, with the real Ani, who I really am.
Rabbi Ruchim used to say, when the Chazan says, Mi Yomus, you hear sobbing from the Ezes Noshim, he says, why don't they cry by Mi Yichye? Are we going to have a real life? Or we're just going to function? Are we going to experience Chaim? This ani, ani ledoidi vedoidi li, is the ani that we present, that we come before the Rabbeinu Shalom with, regardless of what our maisim are. And this is a dover otzum ma'oid. This is the most powerful experience that there is, because that ani is biyachad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash. It's an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the part of us that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. And when we present that, when we awaken that, then we are truly standing. When we come into the Beis Medrash to connect, said the Bechas Avrom, the first night of Slichas, he said, Asher Yoshua Veisecho, and the Oilam was saying, they finished Asher, he was still in the middle of the first Pasuk, for a half hour, he said, Asher Yoshua Veisecho. How fortunate just to be in your house, to be here, Rabbeinu Shel Oilam, to be here with you. Im ani kam, hakoil kam. The Rebbe Rabbeinu Mepshischa used to say, by Slichas, you say, Mishon al Avrom, we are named, Mishon al Yitzchak. He says, I say after each Misha Ono Lebinim Hu Yaneinu. And you'll ask me, it doesn't say it in the Slichis. It's so posh, it doesn't have to say it. And every single Yid should say the same thing. Misha Ono Lebinim, Misha Ono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered me, and He's done for me, and He's connected to me. He will continue. And this is what the Rebbe Ramaylich meant. With this I'll come before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I have my weaknesses, I have my chesroinus, but I am a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to be close to Him. And my rotzen and my desires to be one with Him, I'll stand before Him. You saw the Avodah once said, a marshal said there was a king who banished his son, and then he came running back to his father. And his father was makarav him. He hugged him. So the son began to cry. And he saw him crying. He hugged him tighter. And he was crying more and more. And the more he was crying, the tighter the embrace became. He said, Oi, if I would have known my father loves me so much, I would have come long ago. I would have come back. And when he told over the story, he used to cry. We're coming to reconnect with our essence at its deepest level. But for this, we need to be mechazik ourselves. We need to be clear in our emuna that this is so. So Amoyre the Gevor from the Stipler. Stipler said to the Gemara in Brochus, Rabbi Lozo was sick, and Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. And he saw Rabbi Lozo was crying. And he asked him, why are you crying? Yimishum, you didn't learn Torah. He says, Echad Amar, Echad Amamit. You didn't learn enough Torah, but you were mechaven l'shem shemayim. Because you have no parnosa, laf chaladim zoich l'shtei shulchanos. You have no children. Dein garmed asira. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children. He showed him the bone of his 10th child. And then he asked Rabbi Loza, chaviven alecha yisurin, are the yisurin precious to you? And he said, lo yhen v'lo yischoram. I don't want them, and I don't want their reward. He gave him his hand, and he brought him a refuah, and he took him off his sick bed. So the stipler asked, why did he have to go through the whole Akdama? Why didn't he just ask him, Chaviven Yisurin? And he say no, and bring him a refuah. He said, because before that, Rabbi Lozer was a broken man. He thought he had no Torah, he had no Pandas, he had no children. If he would have asked him, Chaviven Yisurin, he would have said, leave me alone, let me just die. But first he was Mechazikin. He told him, you have Torah, you have a future, there's a reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have a Mokim and Avodas Hashem. And then he asked him, Chaviven Yisurin, he said, these Yisurin are holding me back from Avodas Hashem, I want to stop it and get up right now and go back to serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. when we know that we are a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can find the strength and the courage to pick ourselves up and to say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, this year it's going to be different. Here I am. Here is the part of you that's in me. Yosef HaTzadik. Nebuch Yosef HaTzadik was taken. He was sold by his brothers into slavery. And there in Mitzrayim, he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. He went to the most difficult Nisyonis, Leman Kavod Shemoy, and he's thrown into a dungeon. And a dungeon on the ground in Mitzrayim. There was no prisoners' rights. There was no lawyers. He was thrown there to be forgotten forever. There was no Askanim trying to help him. A young boy, 17 years old, accused of a crime that he didn't commit. 10 years languishing. Then after 10 years, he decides to tell somebody, you know, Kim Zachatani, you're going out, mention something to Paroi. Another 2 years, because he trusted in the Mitzri, he didn't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who had been brought up in Chvoide Shalolam, he was a Charus with Yankov Avinu, he lived in Kedush of Tahar, and look, he sees his life slipping away before him. And Leil Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef mi Beis Asurim. Suddenly they rushed him out of the bar, they give him a haircut, and they bring him to stand before Pari, and Pari says to him, I hear you know how to interpret dreams. And he says, Bilodoi, it's not me, Elokim Yanesh Loim Pari. You know what he was saying? He said, listen here, Pari, I want you to know something. Had I been there alone, I would have given up ages ago. Bilodoi, it's not me. I'm a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I was able to survive it, and that's why I can stand before you. We read a Teuchecha. Every single pasuk in this Teuchecha was Niskayim and us on our backs with every pirush you could possibly think of. Throughout the generations. And yet, Atem Nitzavim Ayoy, we are here. Why are we here? On our own, we would have thrown in the towel long ago. The reason that we're here is because Rabbi Yerushalayim, you are here. And we are one with you. The part of us that's an extension of you will be around as long as you, which is forever, which is for all eternity. I have here a piece of paper. I have to share this with you. I don't know if you can see it from here. It's a yellowed piece of paper. This is a drosha. It's written by my Zayde Bechrein of the Drosha. That he said that Aleph Slichas. But if you read the date, you get the shivers. Aleph Slichas Tov Shin He, 1945. This was the first Slichas when the Eden had come back from the concentration camps. He begins, Kumi Roini Balayla L'Roi Shashmoyra Shifchi Kamayim Libeis Moichach Pnei Hashem Seal of Kapayich Al Nefesh Olalayich Atufim Berov B'Roish Kol Chutzos. Every person who was there, my mother, said she remembers you could wash the floor from the tears. People who just a year or two ago had families, now had no wives, no children, no parents, no brothers, sisters, all alone. They had gone through the Teuchecha B'Maloi Muvan Hamila, but they came. Atem Nitzavim Hayim. How did they do it? How did they do it? I just want to share with you some of the words that he spoke to Chafla, a fella. He writes, he told the people that during the war, one of the things that we lost was the feeling of arvus, the feeling of responsibility towards one another, because in the war, everybody was focused on his own survival. I had to do anything in order to live. Lochein Hatzad Harisha, and the first thing we must do, September 1945, to be mechazik ourselves in Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Vahargoshas Kulchem, to feel Kulchem that Anu Mechuyovim Va'arevim Ba'ad Zeh Lo Zeh U Ba'ad Kiloseinu Ba'ad Kol Ameinu. This is Klal Yisrael. This is who we are. This is who we are. We say to the Rebbein Shalom, you know, children take after their father. Good fathers have good children. If we have a getlecha tata mirzen and getlecha kinder, we're godly children. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we stand before Him, we want Him to look into our eyes and see Himself in us. To see the ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Now we say in the Tfilis, Im kivonim, im kavodim, im kivonim rachmeinu kirachim ov albonim. Im kavodim einenu l'chot tuluyos. So it sounds like it's two sides of a coin. Im kivonim, im kavodim. How can you compare to the choyim mizrach mimar? If it's kivonim, it's murdi. If it's kavodim, it's bitter. Perhaps Moshe Lamar Dover Doim. There was a melech who got upset at his son and he banished him from the kingdom. And then after a long period, he sent him a message, he wants him to come home. And the son was so excited. He got dressed in beautiful clothing. He bought presents to bring to his father. And he's singing and dancing the whole way going back to the palace. And on his way, just about to come into the courtyard of the palace, there was one of the ministers who wasn't happy to see the son coming back. Because until then, he was in charge of everything. And now the son was going back. He's going to be displaced. And he really hated the prince. And he ran over to him and gave him a big hug and an embrace. Oh, we're so happy that you're coming back. But on his hands, he had smeared black paint. And he rubbed his face and he was covering his face with paint and his hands and everything. And the prince didn't know, didn't realize. He just walks in to the melech and he says, Tata, I'm home. And he looks at him and says, who are you? What do you mean, who am I? Tata, it's me, it's you. Face, black hands. Says, what are you, one of the servants? Who are you? What? Says, please, don't you, don't you recognize my voice? I said, oh, your voice may sound like my son, but you don't look like him. You don't. And he says, take this guy out of here. Send him to the servants' quarters. I don't know who he is. And the son is crying and screaming, I came all this way. And as a lad, he runs to his father and he grabs and says, just, I beg you, father, look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Don't you see my desperation? Don't you see my gaguin? Don't you see my longing for you? And he looks into his eyes and he sees his son pining for his father. He sees his reflection in his son's eyes. And then he recognized that this was his son. We come to the Rebbeinu Shelolam. We're so excited, he says, Shuvo Yisrael, he says, come. We're so excited to come to the palace, but the Sultan can't bear it. See, he covers us with the filth of Avedis. And we come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And if he doesn't recognize us as Bonim, he says, maybe, HaKoel Kol Yankiv, Yadayim Yidei Esav. You're saying all the right things, all the right tefillahs, but I'm looking at your actions. They're not the same as what you're saying. And he doesn't recognize. We say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Im Kavodim. If we look to you like slaves, we beg you, Einenu Lechot Tuluyos. Look into our eyes. Look and see what we want. How no matter what we've done, how what we really want to be is to be close to you. How we really have a part of you in us. Look at your reflection. Ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzioin. Einenu l'chot tuluyos. You know how we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look into our eyes? We have to look into His Kaviyochel. The Alter of Nevada used to tell a story. There was a poor man, desperately poor, and he didn't see any ways to get out of his poverty. He decided he's going to travel a long distance to go visit the famous banker, Amschel Rothschild, and he's going to beg him to help. And it was a long journey. It took months. And he didn't have any money to pay for food, where to sleep. It was a rough, rough trip. And finally he got there. exhausted, falling off his feet. He knocked on the door. They opened the door. He collapsed in a heap. Rosh says, what's going on? They woke him up. They poured water over him. And he said, Mr. Rothschild, I've been traveling for months just to see you. And you have to save me. He listened to it. He was very moved. And he wrote him a check for a huge amount. And the fellow was able to buy a business and start again. And he was matzliach. One of his neighbors was also a poor man. And he saw what happened. He said, wow, he's going to the Rothschild. He bought him a business. I'm going too. And this fellow wasn't a seasoned collector, a seasoned mishulach. And he came to the town where Rothschild lived. But of course, you know, business is business. So first he went to everybody else in the town to make sure to collect, not to leave anybody out. And then when he finished, he comes, he knocks on Rothschild's door. And he says, I'm here collecting. He starts telling a whole story. So he gives him a few pennies there. He says, what, just a few pennies? He says, well, it's not enough. Here, I'll give you some more. He gives him a few dollars more. I don't understand. I have a neighbor who was by you and you invested in your whole business for him. He said, him? What are you talking about? He didn't go to anybody else but to me. He collapsed at my doorstep. He came all the way. He came to me, dependent on me. I have to help him. You're going to everybody else too. You want something from me? I'll give you a little bit too. If you want real help from me, you have to come to me. Ki eilecho einenu, said the Altar. A person comes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but he has all sorts of plans. Who's going to help him? What's going to be? For assurance, he comes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam too. I want to make sure, you know, I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good books also. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look only into our eyes and nowhere else, we have to look to Him and nowhere else. We have to recognize on Rosh Hashanah, be'emunah shalema, that everything is nonsense. There's nothing in the world except Rosh Hashanah. Everything that happens, that will happen, that ever happened, it means one word, Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means. And when we understand that, we can have menucha. We can be mekayim shuvi nafshi l'menuchoichi. Anila doidi v'doidi li. You know what we're saying to the Rebbeinu Shlom? We're saying, Rebbeinu Shlom, look, I need so many things. I need parnosa. I need health. I need nachas from my children. I need to do shidduchim with my children. I need so many things. So many things. I'm worried about so many things. But you, Rebbeinu Shlom, you need a lot of things from me that you can't get anywhere else. You need my learning. You need my davening. You need my chesed. You need my kedusha. You need my tahara. You need my avoida. I'll tell you what, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'll look after what you need, and I won't worry about what I need. You worry about what I need. We're both experts. We're experts in what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs. He can't get it anywhere else. And he's an expert in what we need. We can't get it anywhere else. So all the worries and all the daigas should be on one thing. Am I giving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam what he needs? If it's ani l'doidi, mi v'doidi li. And that's shuvi nafshi l'menuchoichi. And then I will find the most exquisite menucha, the most perfect expression of reishis that's possible. A b'shvil Yisroel shenikru reishis. By revealing and discovering the ani. And that's the shayush of our tefillas. Vani tefillo. That's the shayush of our tshuva. We are the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are a reflection of His light. We must believe this and remember this. After the toichecha, the haftoire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Klai, so dirbe nechama, kumi oiri, kivo oire, chuchvoid Hashem olayich zorach. Kumi oiri doesn't just mean shine. Kumi oiri, you are my light. Kvayd Hashem olayich zorach, hine achoshech ichas oretz v'arofel le'umim, covers the whole world in darkness. But olayich yizrach Hashem, uchvayd olayich yeroe, we carry the kvayd and the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, Ani Hashem b'ita achishenu. There will come a time when the whole world will be lit up with the light that shines from us, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light that is within us, which is the reason that we are still here. The reason why Atem Nitzavim, even after such a bitter and terrible Teichecha. Where are we? What are we looking for? How do we identify ourselves? What do we value? What are we mechabed? Who are we mechabed? This is what Rosh Hashanah is about. The Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman himself, we should be zeichah to all the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to shower upon His children. To all the Yeshuas. Klal Yisrael needs so many Yeshuas. Yeshuas Beprotius, Yeshuas Bechlolis, Yazoyful Rachmanis. So much Rachman we need. For Yidin here, for Yidin Eretz Yisrael, for all of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlomo should give us all a Ksiv V'Achsi Metoyve, a good Kiben Shtio, a year with Hatzlocha, Siyata D'Shmaya, Berochnius, V'Gashmius, Shefa, Berochen, and Hatzlocha, and Parnosa, and Gesund, in Simchis Bayin, with Metzoyche Zayn, to the Groyse Simche of Bias Mashiach, Tzidkein, and Binyabes, Amigdosh, and Herab Yomein. Amen.